week's parasha is Parashas Korach. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahat ben Levi ben Datan ben Aviram bnei Eliav on ben Pelet bnei Ruben. So okay. So Rashi brings here that what's the lashon vayikach? Lakach et atzmo letzad. Liot nechlak mitocha eda, to be argued mitocha eda leorer al kuna, to argue about the kuna. Why? Because he saw that Rashi says that there were four. His father came after, the second after Moshe's father. He was next to be getting a place of importance, and instead it was given to his uncle, the youngest uncle, and his children. So because of that, he decided, because he didn't get the covet of that nesiut, of that position, he decided to be cholek on Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we're talking about a person who beikaron is a tzaddik. He's a levi. He wasn't chote, not in chet ha'ego, not in chet ha'meraglin, not in the vit avut ta'ava, not in the slavin, all these things. And now, because of a bit of covet, he's cholek on the whole basis of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. A little bit of covet. He was a levi. He had all the schusim of a levi. He was instead of the Bechorus, he was in the Avodas Hashem. He was Machane Shechina. Because of a minui, he was cholek and made such a machlokas. And this parasha is called after him. And we see from Chazal that later on, his children did tshuva, and from his children came Shmuel Anavi, who shakul connected Moshe v'Aaron. I mean, the shoroshim must have been amazing shoroshim for someone to come out, Shmuel to come out from there. And that's how it's Mashav Chazal. He himself saw benevua that Shmuel Anavi was going to come out from him, and therefore he felt that he could argue. Therefore he felt nothing was going to happen to him. The shtus went into his head. And Lemaisa, he was wrong. And his children did tshuva. Shmuel Anavi came from him, from them. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for such a dor dea, because of a bit of covet, to be cholek on the whole samchut of the Torah. Because here you see, not only the way he did it, what did he do? So Rashi brings, he dressed them all up, and he convinced Kol Shevet Reuven, who was by him, Oil a Rasha, Oil a Shechinav. Chazal called him a Rasha. Oil a Rasha, Oil a Shechinav. Reuven was Shechinav. He convinced 250 Nesim of Reuven to come with him. All because of covered. He dressed them all up, went in front of Moshe Rabbeinu with talitot, full of tcheles, and asked Moshe Rabbeinu, no, this requires tcheles? Tali shekulu tcheles, chut echad shel tcheles poter otam? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, yes. And he laughed and made leitzonos. And why did he pick the marshal of tcheles? It also says another chazal. You buy a bias malei sfarim, requires a mezuzah. Why gave these? And then he started making leitzonos. Why was he doing here? And then he says, Kulanu shamu mehar Sinai. We all heard on Har Sinai. Lama titnasu al kaal Hashem. What you're putting yourself on top of kaal Hashem and making all these decisions for all of us. We're kulanu kadoshim. We're all kadoshim. That's what he says. So you ask him, send the marshal. What's the marshal here? He's saying, Klal Yisrael akulo kadosh. You're not the only one who heard on Har Sinai. Kulanu talis ma, full of tcheles. All of us are one talis of tcheles. What we need a chut of tcheles on that tzitzis for. We're all svarim. We're bais male svarim. What we need a mezuzah on the doorpost. In other words, he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, we are kulanu kadosh. What we need you to be our leader. Why should you decide for us? And Moshe Rabbeinu's answer was, yes, talis ukula tcheles requires tcheles on the chutim of the tzitzis. Yes. A bais male svarim, a house full of svarim, requires a mezuzah on the doorpost. Yes. In other words, even you, who are even klalis or lakula kodosh, they need a leader. Need someone to direct them. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu appointed me to be your leader. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, the taina on Moshe Rabbeinu was what? Favoritism. You gave your brother kahuna. You gave the... Yes, he must have done something for you that you're giving the youngest brother, his son, Nesiut. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Lo chamo echad lekachti. I didn't take anything from you. I'm completely naki. No negias. And here, Chazal tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't ask for rachamim. He was worried that he would bring the rest of the shvatim here. Here, he was removing the samchut of Moshe Rabbeinu. The samchut of Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, but his Torah's Hashem. That his Torah wasn't a Torah of Torah's Hashem. His Torah had negias. His Torah had his own base character being expressed in it. So here Moshe Rabbeinu, he was coming here to argue on the Torah. Here Moshe Rabbeinu could not ask for rachamim. Here he warned him and says, take machtot and take keteres, and whoever's keteres, Macha, he gave him time to do be chozer b'tshuva. And then Moshe Rabbeinu went around seeing if he was chozer b'tshuva. Macha will be decided. Mi akadosh, mi akriv elav. Who's holy will come close to him. Chazal say this was the keteres. First of all, we say for a little bit of covered, that he wasn't given the seers, he made all this balagan. He made this machlokas. This is the shorish of all machlokas in Klal Yisrael. Everything that happened to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar remains in Klal Yisrael. These, the shorish of every machlokas is kekorach v'adato. That's what we say. Everyone who's a machlokas, you're over the love. Liot kekorach v'adato. It's a love. Lo liot kekorach v'adato. That's what a machlok is, because it's the shorish of all machlokas. So when Chazal tell us that, they're telling you the koach of kavod. The koach of kavod is what causes machlokas. What is kavod? Why is just a little bit of kavod can make such a machlokas in Klal Yisrael? Because he wasn't nasi. He was willing, and he realized, he thought he was going to get away with it, because he was going to, he saw Shmuel was coming from him. So he was mate himself. He didn't care about 250 people that were going to be killed. He was going to get away with it. What happened here? So you have to understand something. Everyone needs covered. How do I... That's why when you embarrass a person, says Tosfos, says the Gemara, right? You mevayash him, you're killing him. Says Tosfos, the machlokas Tosfos and Ksuvos, there's an opinion in Tosfos that says, if someone says, I'm going to kill you, or you embarrass someone, you have to allow yourself to be killed. It's avizrayhu, the shvichas damim. It's considered shvichas damim. One opinion in Tosfos, you have to be killed. It's as if someone tells you, kill someone or I'll kill you. There's one opinion in Tosfos like that. The other opinion is Cholek. But you see what kavod is. that means it's considered killing a person to remove his kavod. The need for a kavod of a person is so strong. And we're going to, after this, we're going to have parshas. After this parsha, we're going to have the parsha. You know? We're coming to the parshas of Bilam. Right? Balak, Pinchas. The parshas of Bilam. The whole concept of Bilam is klala. The whole concept of klala is the opposite of kavod. Kavod is lashon of heaviness. Someone has heaviness. Klala is lashon of kal, light. You take away his heaviness. We live in a world of no kavod. We live in a world of no ma'arechet kavod. That's why people need so much kavod. Kavod, says the Balaam Or, is intrinsic to the nefesh of a person, the neshama of a person. Why is that? Because the neshama was created mitachad kisei hakavod. Says the Rambam, we have a mitzvah gedola. Rabbeinu Yonah, mitzvah gedola is a mitzvah asay. Mitzvah asay? Mitzvah gedola ma'od. What mitzvah is that? Vahafta l're'echa kamocha. Love your neighbor as yourself. Says the Rambam, how do you do that? Lachus al mamono, to worry about his finances, right, to care for him. V'leshabcho bedvarim, and to praise him. Covered. Tamidei Rabbi Akiva, lo nagu covered zeh lezeh. Killed. If you not know it covered, you can't be mekablei Torah. Because there's no tzuras adam. Kavod is such a strong drive in a person that even it can cause you la'abed et hakol, to lose everything because you're going in the wrong way. Some people in their whole lives spend their lives going after kavod, after money, external kavod. Some people spend their whole lives going after internal kavod. Ain kavod ela Torah. Pirkei Avos. The only real kavod is Torah. What does Torah mean? Pnimius. Internal change. Internal building. Not externalities. Spitzim. Right? Not externalities. Internalities. Like we say, you can have externalities. Sheker achein v'hevel ayofi. It's speaking not only about a wife, it's speaking about the neshama, it's speaking about the Torah. The externalities of everything, of your wife, of your neshama, of your Torah, is sheker achein v'hevel ayofi. You have to have a beautiful yeshiva, you have to have a beautiful frock that you wear, it's because you're a Rosh Yeshiva. You have to have two kaftorim, one for signaling right, one for signaling left. No! Gdol Yisrael didn't wear specifically. They were Gdol Yisrael, they didn't need it. It was clear. They didn't need external kavod because they had inner eternal kavod. You saw their faces, you saw who they were. Sheker achein, behavior layofi. Isha, Isha means your wife, Torah, your neshama. Yiret Hashem hititala. When this pnimius, then says the Gro, then you can praise the external kavod. Then the externalities are also praiseworthy. But without the internalities, it's not worth anything. But kavod is such a drive in a person that unfortunately we go for external kavod. And external kavod brings machlokas. External kavod is the shorish of all machlokas. When a person is looking for, why? Because external kavod, I want power, you want power. So we fight over power. I want money, or you want money. I want this aliyah, you want this aliyah. I want to be the Gabbai, or you want to be the Gabbai. I want to be the Rav, or externalities. Even Rav, which is the Rosh Hashanah, that's also externalities. If we go after building ourselves, you're not going for something someone else can have. You're going only for yourself. I want to be a better human being. I want to be closer to my Creator. I want to be a better, more giving husband, a caring person. I want to be a good father. No one's stopping you from that. I want to be a bigger Talmid Chacham. Kivas Hashem. I want to understand myself. I want to work on my midas. No one, you're not fighting with anyone about that. That's internal. No machlokas. All machlokas comes from external kavod. That's what our parasha is telling us. Why do you need to be the head of the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu? Why does Aaron need to be the Kohen Gadol? You picked your brother, Nagias. I want that externality. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be the head of the Jewish people. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu came to him, what did he say? All the Nevi'im, you look at all the Nevi'im, how they all their stuff. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to them, and they say, I want you to go and be Mochiach et Yisrael to save the Jewish people. They say, no, not me, get someone else. Same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Get Aaron. Aaron Achicha. Kodesh Baruch Hu was angry with him. I'm telling you to go, and you're getting to tell me Aaron? Didn't want it. Leave me alone. Go get someone else. My brother, he's a Navi. Go for him. All the Nevi'im is like that. They're not looking to be the heads of the Jewish people. They're not looking to be the Manhigim or whatever they are. They're looking to be Tzadikim. Mimela, they become Manhigim Yisrael. Mimela, they became the people who all Klal Yisrael look to. When you go to an external world, we're all going back now to America, you're going to a world of externalities. You're going to a world where covered, external covered, is what is real. The nice car, the nice house, the jacuzzi. Everyone's going for that. The easy life. Don't forget. Don't forget. Otherwise, you're in this parasha. You're in the parasha of Korach. You're in the parasha of Machlokas. You're in the parasha which is separating you from Torah's Moshe. That's separating you from Torah's Moshe. When a person goes for externalities, he separates himself from Moshe Rabbeinu. He's separating himself from Torah. It doesn't mean you can't have a nice house, even a jacuzzi you could have, so long as Isha Yiret Hashem Hititala. You have Yiret Shemayim. You're going for the real covered, which is Torah and Yiret Shemayim and mitzvahs. Then the externalities are also praiseworthy. But it's where you put the dagesh, where you put that nakuda. Now, what were they given? These machtot, the ktoret. The ktoret, right? Why ktoret? Ktoret represents the incense. It's also to smell the ktoret. It's an issa. You can't make it, make smell from it. You can't. What does smell represent? So the Gemara says, smell is the only thing, Gemara Brachas, the only thing to the neshama ne'eneh from. What do you mean the only thing the neshama ne'eneh? I'm smelling something nice, I'm ne'eneh as well. It's partial, the goof is ne'eneh. What does the Gemara say? Neshama is ne'eneh. What does the Gemara mean? The goof's also ne'eneh. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu kivyachol put his neshama in us, he was mechaber, the neshama, to the goof in a complete way. In Adam HaRishon, who was a perfect human being, I was a perfect chibu of neshama to goof. Where did he put that? In through our nose. He breathed into us through our nose. The nose is the place where the neshama is mechuba le goof. So therefore, the nose is the place where the neshama is ne'eneh. But it's ne'eneh in a way that there's a complete chibur to the goof. a complete connection to the goof. That's why Reach Ra, a human being, doesn't like. Normal human beings don't like the smell of bad smells. That's what they call bad smells. No one likes bad smell. Only nice smells a person likes. The incense represents, and that's what smell represents, when there's a complete chibul of guf to neshama. So the incense represents that it's not ma'aleh, only that part of the guf which has a complete connection to the neshama, i.e., that part of the guf which is bad smelling, that part of the guf which is ra, is separated. That's what smell represents. Also, tov shem, tov mishem and tov, it represents a person who has a good shem, good name, is a good reach. Tzadikim have a nice smell. Right? So the Ketores represents that aspect which separates good from bad. Because whatever is good is taken and made into, whatever is good of the goof is taken and made into reach tov. Whatever is bad of the goof is reach ra, is left, is separated. So the Ketores represents that separation of good and bad. So that's why when there's a machlokas, the Maisa Ketores is that which separates. You with me? You understand? That's why Dafka the Ketores was used. And that's when we see what happened. Now why the Bria Chadasha? Why he needed an earthquake, the land underneath him to fall out and to fall into the pit? Straight into Gehinnom. Directly Gehinnom. Don't pass go. Directly to Gehinnom. Why they needed that? Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu, why did Moshe say Bria Chadasha? Because he was cholik on the whole surah of the Bria. He was cholik on the whole form of the Bria, on the whole form of Klal Yisrael, the whole form of the world. For this the world was created. Without Torah, like Rashi says, Vayachulu, right? Yom HaShishi, Vayachulu. The world comes to completion when? On the 6th of Sivan. The world was rafui until the Torah was given. It was soft. It wasn't in its proper form. Only with Matan Torah was given a proper form to the world. Here, he was cholik on Torah's Moshe. He was cholik on this form. So the world has no kiyum. For a person who's cholik on the Torah, the world has no kiyum. The world can't stand. So the world falls in. And he falls in straight into Gehinnom. There's no kiyum for that such a person. Cholik on the Torah is no kiyum, because the whole kiyum of the world is to be the Torah. That's why that happened. That's why that was the onish. Mida keneged mida. You understand? Now, just as all machlokas comes from external kavod, all shalom comes from Torah. You see, darachea darachei Noah, the ways of the Torah are Noah, are pleasant. The kol netivoteh shalom, all its directions are peace. We also say talmidei chachomim, right? Al tikra bonayich ela banayich, al tikra banayich ela bonayich, the builders of the world. And they bring shalom into the world. Talmidei Chacham bring shalom because they're bringing Torah into the world. Torah is called shalom. Because internal, a person goes for internal kavod. He doesn't go for external kavod. He's bringing not machlokas into the world. Not chaluka into the world. Not wars into the world. Not arguments into the world. He's bringing shlemus into the world. Because he's an ish shalom and everything about him is shlemus. No machlokas will come from him. Talmud brings shalom into the world because he represents that shlemus, because he represents that Torah. Torah represents internal kavod. When you're going after the internal kavod, there will always be shalom. It's only when people go after external kavod that this machlokas. That's such an important yisod. That's what we're seeing in this parasha. You understand? You're not supposed to learn Torah sacred kavod. Because if you're learning something which is internal, for external kavod, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. It's like going after something which is internal and looking for external kavod. You're missing the point. You're taking something which represents internality and you're putting it outside.
So what is... Okay.
How does real covered look like? Covered doesn't mean you're heavy. I said it means... Covered means comes from heaviness. It means heaviness of presence, heaviness of self. That you know who you are. And you're very aware of who you are. But you'll find big Talmidei Chachamim joke around with their Talmidim. Are easygoing, are very normal people. They have no airs and graces. They just ordinary people. When I say ordinary, ordinary in a big O. They're very smiling. They're very happy. They're very caring people. People like just being around them. They're naim. And people don't feel like any like fear. I mean, you feel like you're a respected person, right? But they're so naim that when a person's with them, they feel like completely relaxed and completely loved and cared. They're not heavy in the sense like you go to like a king and there's a heaviness because you're frightened. It's not like that. They have a certain presence that you feel their warmth and their care, and they're so pleasant and they're so warm and they're so... I can't express it to you. You feel like my Rosh Yeshiva when I was a Talmud, I felt I was the only one in the world when he spoke to me. When he told me, once he put his hand around me and he said, "Ah, this is Rosh Yeshiva," he told me, "Ah, you're a good, you're a Choshiva Bacha." You know how I felt? I felt like $1 million. Another person will do that to me, won't feel anything. They have a certain presence. Their words have a certain effect. That's true. But they're very normal. They're not in Shemayim. They're very normal. But they have a certain koach and a certain presence of self. It's very hard to explain it. That they speak with such depth and such a lave that it pierces your lave. I remember I used to listen to the Sichot, my Rosh Yeshiva, when I was a Bacha. Every time he would have a Sichat Musa, and he would say the same thing, more or less, different words, but he'd basically say, Torah, Tefillah, Midas. That's it, that's what the reason from you. Torah, Tefillah, Midas. Yeah, you have to keep Shabbos and do all these other things, yeah, but that's a from you. Torah, Tefillah, Midas. And every time he used to say that, my Tefillahs, I used to cry like a baby. It was like Yom Kippur, the Marav that I used to daven after that. Because he had such words. He had such way of saying things. Dvarim hayotzim mihalev. Words that come out from such a lave. The lave is the place of covered. Such a heavy lave pierce every lave. It's not what they say. It's not the depth of Torah they say. It's just such a lave. When a person has such a good heart, such a pure heart, that's what the Gemara in Kiddushin says. Lev taho bara elokim. Mashma de'ika tame. Who's the tame lev? The Yetzara. When a person has such covered that his Yetzara is mevatlid, he has such a taho lev. When you have such a taho lev and there's such a clarity in what you say, it pierces everyone else, every other lev. When you compliment a person, it makes such a difference. If I compliment a person, okay, say he's a nice guy, it doesn't pierce them. When he complimented us, I felt like $1 million. I'm a Choshev of Talmud? Oh yeah, go for it. And you see what Talmudim he had. He had Choshev of Talmudim. I think no one like him had Choshev of Talmudim like him in our generation. Like so many and so many Choshev of Talmudim. Most of Talmudim were at Israel. Not from him.